Street Kitchens in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Original music provided by Brent Randall. For more information, visit our website at www.letsgetbaked.ckdu.ca. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, listeners. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to The Rib with your host, Robin, on CITR 101.9 FM, coming from UBC. And I hope all of you have enjoyed your first weekend of October. And I know a lot of people right now are getting sick. I've been talking to people from school and work, and even people that I know on the other side of the continent slash globe are sick. So if you are, please get better soon. Okay, I got into the station today and found out that Deerhoof has a new album out. So I haven't had a chance to listen to that, but keep your eyes out and your ears open, and I'll be checking that one out soon. Otherwise, I have a pretty full show ready for you guys today. My feature album for today is a Drip Audio group. It's actually just one guy. So he's a Saskatchewan native, and his name is Joshua Zubat. And his artist name is Crouched Head. And Drip Audio, by the way, is our Vancouver label. Who else is on that label? The Peggy Lee Band is on that label. Fond of Tigers, they're on that label. And Jesse Zubat is Joshua Zubat's brother, and I think he's the founder of Drip Audio. Crouched Head is electronic and improvised music, and the current is currently based in Montreal, so no longer from Saskatchewan. But there's a lot of electro-acoustic influence going on there. So I'm going to play a track from that, and then after, I'm going to be playing something that's actually probably my favorite thing that I'm going to be playing today. It's called The Duo for Radio Stations, and it was recorded in 1992, and this is excerpts from that. And it's Chris Nelson and Judy Dunaway. Now, maybe two weeks ago, I played something by Judy Dunaway. She was the woman who worked with balloons as her instrument, and using the squeaking of balloons she improvised with that. And also, I think what I played had to do with a keyboard or a synthesizer that she used, where she recorded balloon squeaking noises for every note. So this is Judy Dunaway. She's back with Chris Nelson, and they host a live talk show with music and commercials, etc., all of the stuff, except one of them is at a radio station in New Jersey, and one is at a radio station in New York City. So originally, when broadcasted, you had to listen to both stations at the same time, so you had to have two radios, and listeners, and the experience that the listener had based on or depended on the reception that you could get from where you were. And also, they were instructed to freely manipulate the tuner dials as they wished. So there's a little bit of audience participation in that as well. So anyway, well, let's start with the feature. Let's start with Crouched Head. And the song I'm going to be playing is called Chicago Fire.
You're listening to WFMU-FM.
And those were the instructions
Uppsala College.
As per Judy Dunaway wanted them.
Oopsie, there we go.
Them.
Uppsala
Pretty
College,
soon we're going to be
East
coming
Orange,
up on
New Jersey.
The live piece. This is WKCR-FM New York. ADL2O.
Oh, hello, hello. Was shooting very high.
Very high, and don't go fishing for compliments.
Don't go hunting for bear.
Thank you.
question number one, Mr. Shirashi. I don't mean to put you on the proverbial hot seat, but why don't you want to drive a long, sleek, powerful, shiny, dynamic, expensive, sexy, sexy, sexy American car? Number two, Mr. Shirashi, I quote from one of Japan's most beloved haiku. Branch with no blossoms, petals falling on pond of glass, crow preens its feathers. Tommy, oh, seriously, isn't this a blueprint for world domination? No bigger than an automatic dryer of the famed coffin hotels, which dot the prefectures of Tokyo. On the head of the average Japanese.
so you go, you talk about the legs and the bike.
Pedal Revolutionary radio program is alternating Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m.
Here on CITR at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, B.C., all human power is doing? Welcome.
It's about bikes.
I like my pretty bicycle. Legs, cause it let me ride on a bicycle.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, your host. And actually, that promo was really suiting to what you just heard, which was Judy Dunaway and Chris Nelson's duo for radio stations. And at the very end, you could hear how the dials were being manipulated by whoever was recording it. So a little bit of audience participation in there. So let's see. I think we're going to move on. Have another track by our feature, which, by the way, is Crouched Head, self-titled album, which was, I think, released in, I think it was a couple years ago at least, maybe 06 or something. I'll check that. And then after that is something by Baja, their new album called Wolf Hour. And this is the third recording by them. The guy named Daniel Vujanic. I don't know if the pronunciation's any good. But it's a sort of free electronica album. And in the process of making this album, I think there was tons of editing and re-editing, ending up in something that's been described as a wall of sound or a multi-phase digital isotope. And this music fuses many things from free jazz to folk to eerie chamber music. So I'm going to be playing the first track from that, which is called They Have Statistics on All Types of Shit in Scandinavia. But before that is the third track from Crouched Head's album, and it is called Harps of Montreal. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to The Rib. We're about 5 minutes after the halfway point for the show, and you just heard Baja, and before that, The Feature. And I'm going to be playing another from The Feature, and this one is going to be called, let's see, A Crouched Head. And if you're just tuning in, our feature today is Crouched Head, which is under Drip Audio, Jesse Zubat's brother, in fact. And after that, I'm going to be playing something by A Wig Factory. And his name is Cameron Bolt, and he's from Winnipeg. And I got the CD mailed to me by him when I was doing research for the show one day. And just checked out his MySpace. And I guess he doesn't have anything on a label, but it's just something he recorded at home. Anyway, the CD was excellent. And he has a huge range of influences from classical to metal. And I really liked his choice of timbre, especially. And putting it all together and layering was really good. So I'm going to be playing Match Girl, which is the title track off that album. But anyway, first comes A Crouched Head.
Bye. beautiful day without a cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, The Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens: Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts everything.
Hello. All right, welcome back to the show. This is The Rib, and I'm Robin, and we've got about 15 minutes left. And after me, there's all exciting News 101, which goes from 5 to 5:30, and then Career Fast Track with Philip D. until 6 o'clock, where you have Son of Night Dreams with Jolly John Tanner, who's right now getting ready. And that goes until 7:30. Radio Free Gag with Gary Kay plays then. And then at 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show, possibly one of the best jazz shows, with Gavin Walker. 3 hours long. And then midnight, Vengeance Is Mine with Trevor Fielding. So that's what's up after 5 o'clock. But in the meantime, I'm going to be playing more stuff for you guys. What I have is another track from our feature, which is today Crouched Head. And the track I'm going to be playing by him is called Influence Farm. And following that, I'm going to be playing a track by Birdshow and on their third album, which is their self-titled CD. And I actually played something a couple weeks ago by them, but I really liked it. So I'm going to be playing another one. This one's called Green Vines. And a little bit about them, I guess. The frontman's named Ben Vita, and I think there are four collaborators with him. And each song is named after the instruments they feature. So the one, although not the one I'm going to be playing, Green Vines, I'm not sure is featuring vines. But I like the layering in their music. And yeah, so that's it. So let's hear from Crouched Head first.
Thank you.
All right. So thanks for listening to The Rib today. This is Robin. I'll be back again next week at 4 o'clock, of course. And today, to end the show, I'm going to be playing something by Norway's Scorch Trio. And they are... they formed 10 years ago, and their music is really energetic. Lots of heavy rhythms. They've so far released 3 recordings together under Room Gramophone label. And they play strictly, or simply they play, you know, the standard electric guitar, bass, and drums. But they come out with a pretty original sound. So this is off their MySpace page. It's called Pata. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in. I'll be here next week. Bye. La 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 la